We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. Police are investigating a shooting in West Philly at 49th and Spruce Streets. Luckily, no one was hit.
Based on the information we have thus far, shortly after the conclusion of a high school football game that was being played mere feet away, that a person fired a gun. It's unclear at whom or if there was even a target. As we inspected the crime scene, we could find no cars that were struck or any strike marks on any walls, which suggests it's very possible that the bullets may have just simply been fired indiscriminately. We just don't know at this point.
Police Inspector D.F. Pace says officers and security were already on the scene for the football game. They found five shell casings from a semi-automatic gun. Police have charged a suspect in connection with two sexual assaults that happened earlier this week on the Broad Street line. The suspect turned himself in and is being charged with indecent assault and related offenses. Lieutenant John Hewitt of the Special Victims Unit says the first attack took place Monday night. The victim and the suspect were both on the southbound platform at the City Hall Plaza waiting for the train. Hewitt says that's when the suspect groped her, then got off the train at the Tasker Morris station. And Hewitt says that's where the second attack happened.
He approaches her, asks her for a cigarette. She doesn't have one, but she gives one that she's smoking. He then asks if he can kiss her. She declines. He then grabs her on the waist, begins kissing her, and indecently assaulting her.
Police have not yet released the name of the suspect. Investigators are still searching for a driver who slammed into a woman and her 9-year-old daughter in Roxborough Friday. KYW's Sharon A. Howard reports.
They fly up here and they just repaved it, and I think they're going faster now.
Vasari was at the scene of a hit and run and says the driver of a 2010 Nissan Maxima driving along Henry Avenue and Jamestown Avenue hit a 32-year-old woman and her 9-year-old daughter as they crossed Henry Avenue from Windover Street by DeLisandro's Steakhouse just after 12:30 Friday afternoon. Vasari says it all happened so quickly.
The car came up speeding, hit somebody in the street that had a lady and her 9-year-old girl.
The woman was tossed almost across the entire avenue and her young child was flung to the side. The driver swerved to miss her again and ended up crashing into a vacant building. The driver did something even more shocking just seconds after that.
The driver took off and left a woman and a child in the car.
Police say there were two female passengers in the silver Nissan. They were transported to Einstein Hospital with minor injuries. The 32-year-old woman is reportedly in critical condition, and her daughter is in stable condition. Police ask that if you have any information, call 911. Sharon A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Families who are suffering through the pain of losing a baby or a child gathered at Washington Lake Park in Gloucester County Saturday for a walk. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with the group's leader, who said the goal is to show people they are not alone.
There are no words anyone can say to ease the pain of losing a child, and the point of this walk is to bring people together to support one another.
Families come out. It's family-friendly for siblings and other people to attend, where they get to hear their child's name being read. They get to honor that child, no matter if it's been a couple months since the loss or years.
Dara Sawyer co-leads the New Jersey chapter of the Tears Foundation. She says many of the people who experience child loss often feel alone, like she did when her son Charles died.
Know that there's somebody there, because even in your home, men and women can grieve differently. Your spouse can grieve differently. It's just important to be able to find a friend to lean on and know that you're not alone.
This is the 20th year of the Tears Walk in New Jersey. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Paul Kurtz. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.